Kulin chapter 3, Mishnah 5, Achuzas Adam, if it suffers from congestion of the blood, which was apparently some sort of condition where the amount of blood in the body of the bird would increase, or an animal, so we'll see that it's still going to be kosher if it had this condition of this like increased blood. Vamushenes, if it was affected by fumes or smoke, and if it was like overcome by smoke, we'll see it's still kosher. Hamutsunenes, if it was overcome by cold, it's still kosher. Vesheachle hadefuni, if it ate oleander, which was lethal to animals. Vesheachle tsas tanagulim, or the animal eats hen's excrement, which is also harmful to animals. Or sheshasas mamharim, or drinks like noxious water. So in all of these cases, kosher, the animal would still be kosher, you'd still be able to slaughter and eat it. Achlesam hamavis, if it ate poison, which is dangerous to humans, or shikisha nachash, or if a snake bit the animal, then in this case, materis mishum trefa, it doesn't make the animal a trefa, it doesn't fall into the category of a trefa, but vasura mishum sakanas nefashas, it would be dangerous then to consume that meat, because maybe the meat has got the poison in it, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to, you know, eat the meat of such an animal that's been bitten by a snake or eaten a poison.